You know when you're locked in, focused, and fearless.
Welcome to the WNBA.
Your vision narrows. You can't look away. Every assist, every stop, every logo three.
From beyond the logo.
Every did you see that moment?
You bet.
What records are going to be broken this season?
All of it, right here. Lock in. It's the WNBA on ESPN. All season long.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
If you've waited this long,
this is the Rich Eisen Show.
To take care of your franchise quarterback, that's too bad.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. Earlier on the show, senior writer for the MMQB, Albert Breer. Coming up, ESPN NFL analyst Jason McCourty, WWE superstar Seth Rollins. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. It's a What's More Likely Friday, and it's a What's More Likely hour. We'll get to that later on in hour number two. Albert Breer is departing right now, heading off to Rams training camp, where the Rams are practicing without Aaron Donald for the moment. We just had the initial running of our new segment that we came up with just merely spitballing on the air yesterday.
Is he back yet?
Is he back yet?
So funny.
That's it. It's just called Is He Back Yet?
Here, Coach.
Albert thinks we're going to have this segment for at least the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Wow. Nice.
Which means we're going to keep, we're just going to run this into the ground. Essentially. Is he back yet? Albert also added something interesting to say about Lamar Jackson. The reason why he's not signed is not because the Ravens aren't willing to give him what he's looking for. It's that he's unwilling to potentially sign it to see how things are going to go in the Jesse Minter era in Baltimore because he has a no-tag clause in 2028, meaning that's called free agency. All right, did you pick up on that one from Bert?
I did.
I mean, that was a nugget he dropped going out the door.
I like that. Smart move by Lamar.
Yeah. Speaking of not dirty laundry.
Not bad for a guy with no agents, right?
All right, so 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. We'll give you a chance to say what you want to say. It's Seth Rollins in hour number three. Ladies and gentlemen, back on the Rich Eisen Show, Jason McCourty. Good to see you, Jason. How are you, sir?
Champ. I'm doing well. Good to see you too, Richard. You're walking in the intro. It is just beautiful. It's been a while since I've seen you.
It's been a while. Jason and I spent a couple weeks in Germany together.
Nice.
Yeah. That's
eating all the pretzels, right?
You bet. Well, you didn't, though. You didn't.
Maybe one of them. I didn't go in every single time. It was 2 weeks there. You don't want to show up looking a lot different than when you left off. The wife's not going to welcome you back the same if you have too many pretzels, Rich.
You should have told me that at the outset of our two-week trip, Jason, not 2 years later. It's called timing, man.
Great
to see you. All right. So what do you think? How long is our new segment, Is He Back Yet, going to last, do you think?
If he's smart, it'll be another 3 weeks. Wait for training camp to be completely over, then come back. But no, to be honest, I think if he's going to come back, maybe a week and a half at most, just from watching how dominant Aaron Donald is and watching the clips we see since he's retired, how he works out, I would imagine that if he is going to come back this year, he's going to want to be in training camp. He's going to want to get hit. He's going to want to hit people and test it out, preseason games and different things of that nature, just to see exactly where he is. Because when you're as dominant of a player as he was, like, Aaron Donald's not coming back to just be an okay player. He wants to be back, I think, in a realm in which he's in there on third downs and he is completely impacting the game, even if it's diminished play time. But when he's out there, he's going to want to have that same impact he had when he was playing 2 years ago.
So what do you think? I just find it hard to believe. Again, it's not, you know, understandable to me because he's damn near an Avenger. You know what I mean? Like that. That. So that's difficult for me since I've already established I had too many pretzels in Germany 2 years ago. but what is it going to be like? How is he going to be able to figure out I can do this at the level that I'm used to doing it at? Like, walk me through that process. Do you think, Jason?
I think a lot of it has to do with personally for him. Like, we're talking about, and obviously I know how good Aaron Donald was, but to not play football for 2 years, you have to consciously decide that I want to go back to being punched in the face every single play that I'm out there on the field. So for Aaron Donald, like, yes, the thought of being back in an LA Rams jersey, lining up next to Myles Garrett, getting an opportunity to get another Super Bowl ring is awesome. But do I want to go through the process in which it takes to get there? That to me is the hard part, and only he can answer it, obviously. But when I retired from the game, and the further I got away, 2 years removed, like, I'm good. Like, I don't want any parts of this. So I think he has to decide that, because he knows exactly what he needs to do on a week-to-week basis to be good. And there's a lot of sacrifices that comes along with that. And is he willing to pay that price to potentially get another Super Bowl ring?
So obviously we're beating this down into the ground, and for good reason, to be honest with you, not just because I'm beating it down to the ground and I'm trying to find an excuse to keep doing it. I mean, we are talking about Aaron Donald, first ballot Hall of Famer, ability to play next to Myles Garrett, first ballot Hall of Famer for a team that almost made the Super Bowl last year, that does have the returning MVP, yada, yada, yada. Which team, though, are we not talking about enough at the outset of August? Do you think,
man,
Jason McCourty?
Yeah, I'll give you a team. I'll say the Jacksonville Jaguars, and Liam Cohen just kind of made that announcement in an interview. He was talking during training camp and said it's been easy to motivate his guys because you just turn to any channel or you pull up any website. No one is talking about a team that won 13 games a season ago with a brand new head coach that won their division, that played extremely well for Trevor Lawrence in his first year in a brand new system. So to me, they would be the team in the AFC, which I think is a little bit more open than the NFC, that if Trevor Lawrence now in year two takes another, he didn't have to take a giant step, but if he takes another step now in the second year in their defense under Anthony Campanelli, if they take another step, where is this team going to be in that AFC picture? Because no one has mentioned them as AFC contenders, and they played extremely well in that game and lost in Buffalo, due part of, I think, being young and being the first times really in those moments since a few years ago beating the Chargers in the playoffs. But to me, Jacksonville is a team that can make some noise in the AFC.
Give me the NFC team that we're not talking about enough then. What do you have for me on that front?
I'm going to go with a team that I don't see as a contender, but a team that can win their division that no one's talking about, and that's the New Orleans Saints. I think with Tyler Shuck, how he finished the season a year ago, adding another receiver in the game is Jordan Tyson in the draft. Chris Olave just got paid, added another running back, and Travis Etienne. So now you have weapons to surround your quarterback, and that defense under Brandon Staley by the end of the season was absolutely rolling. So to me, the New Orleans Saints is a team that in that division, it's anybody's. Now, I know all the talk has been about Baker Mayfield not getting his contract in Tampa Bay, and they've been the ones that have led the division over the last few years, although it was that three-way tie at the end, which was insane. But I think New Orleans is a team that could shock a lot of people and end up winning that division and have a playoff berth.
Jason McCourty here on the Rich Eisen Show. Later on, I have my top five list of top five sleeper teams in the NFL. Mm-hmm. I thought about making the Chiefs number one just to piss my guys off here in the studio. You know, now, how would you have liked that to just finish up the Chiefs? Because listen, I understand that's Mahomes, that's Kelsey, that's Reed, that's Chris Jones, etc. But nobody's talking about them. Are you talking about
them? They're the favorites to win the division. Yeah, people are talking about them.
Really, they're the favorites to win the division.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see nonstop Mahomes 11-on-11 clips on my timeline.
So I should have done it.
I mean,
well, there's still time. I have about an hour. I could redo it.
No time.
What do you think though about the Chiefs 2026 season, Jason?
So my heart and my mind are struggling because in my heart I want to say if Mahomes is going to be out there and he's going to be healthy, this team has to be a contender. But then with my mind, I'm looking down their roster and I'm looking at the improvements from last year to this year, which was last year was a 6-win team. Mahomes got hurt at the end of the season. Yes, they added Kenneth Walker III. They drafted guys on the defensive side of the ball. They didn't add another weapon on the outside for Mahomes to be able to get the ball on an offense that has lacked any type of explosive nature really since Tyreek Hill has left. I think Mahomes' air yards was at 8 yards, and it steadily has gone down now in 6 and some change since Tyreek Hill has left that team. So for me, it's like, as much as I love Patrick Mahomes and think he is the best quarterback that's played our game in a long time since Brady, and is all the accolades he has achieved and everything he's done, I don't know that this team got that much better than what they were a year ago to say, all right, now I'm picking them over the Denver Broncos to win this division, and I'm picking them over the Buffalo Bills, the New England Patriots, the Baltimore Ravens to represent the AFC. Right now, I don't see it, because this is also Mahomes with a chunky knee brace on, who is going to play differently early on in the season because he has to. He can't scramble the way he's been done in the past, and he has to stay healthy. So as much as I like him, this team, to me, they got older in certain positions, and I don't really know that they've retooled in the nature that they need to be able to be contenders in
the
AFC.
So then maybe, are the Patriots a sleeper team? Because I don't think anybody thinks that last year's season is going to be followed up upon to get back to the Super Bowl, if not win it. I don't think anybody's thinking that, even with A.J. Brown added there, Jason. I guess people have to see it again. Or am I saying, Chris, you're more attuned to this sort of New England thing?
I would say there's expectations are not as high.
Jason, what do you think?
They would be the prove everybody wrong team, because I think, to your point, Rich, everyone is coming up with every excuse of why they were good last year. The easy schedule shocked everybody with new offensive coordinator, they're not going to be able to replicate what they did a season ago. Will Campbell forgot how to play left tackle now for the remainder of his career. There's a lot of things being said of why they can't go back out and repeat. Now, to a certain extent, getting back to the Super Bowl in that second year is extremely hard. It's very rare, and it's darn near impossible to do when you look at the numbers throughout the history of the NFL. But what I look at New England is they got better than what they were a year ago. They added A.J. Brown. They brought over Elijah Vera Tucker on the offensive line. They drafted Caleb Lomu, another offensive tackle out of Utah. So they got better in areas that they needed to get better in. Their secondary is coming back. They're going to have to pay Christian Gonzalez. Those three corners were unbelievable last year. They brought in Draymond Jones, probably could still use a little bit of help on the edge at that linebacker spot. But Drake May now, in his second year in his system with Josh McDaniels, and the addition of a true number one wide receiver on the outside and an A.J. Brown, yes, that makes them better. Now, the schedule is going to be a lot harder, and they go from being the hunters to the hunted. How they respond to that will dictate how good this team can be.
Jason McCourty here on the Rich Eisen Show. Kyler or J.J. McCarthy in Minnesota? Jason,
you gotta give Kyler a shot.
Really, Jason? Do you really have to give Kyler a shot?
Did you see the quarterback play last year?
Oh, come on now.
Did you see the quarterback play last year?
Nine was banged up. Nine was banged up, Jason.
Nine was banged up. See, the nine. J.J. McCarthy was banged up. You got to do a little bit more for us to just refer to you as nine. And Buffalo, they refer to their quarterback as 17. I'm okay with that. He's done quite good. But right now, J.J. is just J.J. And that's no disrespect to him. Yes. I think he's a good player, good dude. Wish him the best. Mm-hmm. But I think of what we saw last year from them from the quarterback position, you got to at least see what you have in Kyler Murray. The tough thing of it is, for training camp right now, when you're splitting reps and one guy knows the system and has been there for 2 years, and J.J. McCarthy, chances are there's a good chance he's going to look better than Kyler Murray in practice. And if he does, then how do you figure out if you're going to give him the shot that you may feel that he's necessary? The other part of this is the other J.J., Justin Jefferson. He went an entire season last year and watched whoever was under center struggle to get him the football. I feel like if you go back to J.J. McCarthy and it doesn't happen, what's going to be his feelings? I think at least if Kyler Murray gets out there and you give him a chance, and J.J. McCarthy's growing, getting better, and if he's the guy and he proves it and Kyler's a failure, you can always go back to J.J. McCarthy. So I don't know. This is a tough one for me, but you brought Kyler Murray there for a reason. Carson Wentz is there for a reason. If you believed in J.J. McCarthy that much, I don't know that they would be adding this much competition to the quarterback room.
All right, speaking of going back, do you want to go back to waking up and doing Good Morning Football, Jason? Because everybody, hey, the folks at ESPN have got everybody, all four of you, under contract right now. I'm going in that direction here. I don't know if you do talk about it. I know Schrager's got, you know, an afternoon slot reportedly on his plate. I don't know. Like, we can get the breakfast table back together here. What do you think?
Rich is about to be breaking news. Now, to Rich, with everything going on at the Worldwide Leader in Sports, wherever they tell me to go is where I will be going.
Understood.
If they say, go on this show this morning, that morning, I will be there. Go and get up tomorrow, do Good Morning Football. And when you finish, run over and do some First Take. Hey, just let me know what time. I'm going to be there.
There is no I in Jason or McCourty, ladies and gentlemen. He's a team player. All right, before I let you go, when do you have your Super Bowl prediction? It's 40 days. You got 40 more days if you want.
I haven't thought of who my Super Bowl picks are yet. I'm still working on my playoff team. So you got to give me a little bit of time, Rich. I'll have all 14 of my playoff slots and who I have going to the Super Bowl. And by the time we're kicking off here.
Are TJ's Cowboys one of your playoff teams?
Ooh.
I can let you know that the star will not be in my Super Bowl pick. Wow. We'll see if they make the playoffs. New teams got to make the playoffs. Everybody doesn't run it back each year. So new teams got to make it. So the fact they didn't make it last year, they'll be high on my priority list to see where they fall into the equation.
Okay, so you're saying TJ should enjoy LeBron on his Sixers while he has that.
That part.
And enjoy that.
Okay.
Got this.
TJ Jefferson, ladies and gentlemen.
Look at that. Okay. Is that Theo Ratliff?
Theo Ratliff.
No. Elton Brand.
Close. Elton Brand? By the way, close. Close in terms of the era.
New Yorker.
So, Theo Ratliff. I'm ready. It's going to be a good year for me. I got a feeling.
That's
a heck of a combination.
Yes.
Sixers and Cowboys.
Oh, wait. Jason.
Whoa.
You add the Clippers and the Mets to that combination, too.
Oh, my goodness. Were you an Army child? That sounds like a lot of confusion.
Here's his Mets hat. Wait a minute. Here we go. Hold on a minute. Look at you.
There's six different colleges. You were in the portal way before it existed.
Theo Ratliff did wear number 42.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Thank you.
Oh, he's got a Kawhi.
Kawhi.
We still don't know if Kawhi could be on the team. We're not sure if the trade went through, you know. So, yeah.
So just
that's how I'm living, Jay. That's how I'm living.
Do him a favor.
Put the Cowboys in
just so he can be happy. You know what I mean?
I may have to.
Good to see you, Jason. You're the man.
Always.
Appreciate your time. So great. My good friend, our good friend, Jason McCourty.
All right, Jason.
Show one thing about the Chiefs before we take a break here.
Oh, goodness.
What?
How are we going to do this all year?
It'll get handled when it gets handled.
What are we doing all year?
I don't know.
What are we doing?
You know, just go on.
You want
me
to slide in like I'm.
I would like you to use a specific voice when you talk about them.
What do you mean a specific voice?
I mean, here's a guy. We missed him. I can't believe.
Listen,
we went a whole year without
them.
Just because
I say the league is better when the Chiefs are better, and that we're going to miss the Chiefs, and then I'm proven correct, doesn't mean you're right. Okay.
Proven correct about what?
Listen. There is many haters. The haters are popping.
Oh, yeah.
They're popping.
If you ain't got none.
Yeah. The haters are popping.
You ain't popping.
You know, did you see what yesterday's conversation was about the Chiefs?
No.
That Kelce showed up and he looked a little bit big in the community, to use the Dan Patrick.
I mean, yeah. I saw the photos.
Let me just say this.
He looked like he enjoyed his honeymoon.
Excuse me. Oh, so, by the way, if he did go on one, we have no idea, okay? That was what? In the last 10 days? 2 weeks? Because let me ask you this question, Chris. Okay. Because your wedding was the same weekend.
It was.
Okay. Did you diet before your wedding or just like flat out stop eating?
A week before, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Let me just say this too. I saw that man cut a rug, if you will. There was no rug in the garden. But... the amount of like workout that he went through that night celebrating. He closed his ring that night, and not just the one on his hand. So he just put on all that weight in the 2-3 weeks. Everybody thinks
chasing
that,
him?
Or that he's done, he's finished, he doesn't have the same, you know, like that's all I saw. He's done, he's finished, he's not focused, it's not about football for him anymore. You're out of your gourd, people. Okay? He technically had one of his better seasons in recent years. Okay.
Okay.
I'm just, I know, listen, I know you and others are looking for the Chiefs to just trip and fall and whatever.
Don't look at me when you say that. Look at him.
I'm not looking for that.
No.
What are you?
I watched them play last year. I know that they did.
Yep.
Well, I mean, Mahomes wasn't.
He played 15 games. This whole thing of like, oh, comeback player of the year.
No.
He played the whole season, pretty much.
I think they'll be better with the run game. And I think,
I think that's a huge help.
If Rashee Rice could be counted on,
would be helpful. It's a big if.
It would be helpful. But the narrative that Kelce's like toast.
I haven't seen that. I've seen photos.
I saw a toast.
Looking.
Okay.
You know.
Piece of toast.
I did not see somebody that was letting himself go that night with my own two eyes.
Well, he wasn't wearing spandex.
28 days ago.
He wasn't wearing Skims.
28 days ago.
Well.
You know what I'm saying?
He's got a couple weeks to get.
Wasn't
in shape.
Getting hit by people at the dance floor.
He's got time to get in shape.
I don't know. I mean, and by the way, based on what I saw on that dance floor that night, too, Kittle's ready for week one. Same with Mahomes.
Kelce had his fewest yards per game in his career
last
year.
So what? But there were times where he actually showed up and was one of their best weapons still. Which
That speaks more.
I got it. All right. I know I keep digging myself a hole here. But I'm just saying, and anybody that looks at him on a practice field and thinks he's no longer focused and he's out.
That's idiotic.
Damn straight.
100%.
And if anybody knows idiotic.
I'm the king of it.
Whoa.
I keep digging myself even deeper.
It's the truth.
No, but you're right.
Yeah.
Is all I'm saying to
anyone that's looking at econ.
844-204-RICH, number to dial.
Weeks to get in shape.
Speaking of what's more likely, that's coming up next, everybody. And, Kurt Cignetti. God, do I love this man even more after what he said as a mic drop to walk off his Big Ten Media Day podium. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial on the show. Our friends at SoFi want to let you know a personal loan from them is here to help you achieve something that you once thought impossible, and that's overcoming high-interest credit card debt. Walk the tightrope of your finances with one low fixed-rate monthly payment, no fees required, and as soon as the same-day funding. That's right. Pull off your own debt-defying stunt with a SoFi personal loan by visiting SoFi.com/trick to learn more. Terms and conditions apply. Loans originated by SoFi Bank N.A. member FDIC NMLS 696891. 844-204-RICH is our number. Phone lines are all lit. We'll take some calls, too. Seth Rollins beckoning. Rich Eisen here with some advice. If high-interest credit card debt is grinding you down, it might be time to call an audible with a SoFi personal loan. It consolidates your debt into one low monthly payment with no fees required. And with as soon as the same-day funding, you can make the right play fast. Call an audible on your debt today at SoFi.com/debtplay. Loans originated by SoFi Bank N.A., member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 696891. Fast funds terms apply at SoFi.com/debtplay. Rich Eisen here for Gusto. After all these years talking to athletes, coaches, entertainers, and people at the top of what they do, one thing is pretty clear. Success usually depends on getting the details right. For small business owners, that includes payroll, hiring, onboarding, benefits, you know, the work that keeps everything moving, even if it's not the reason you started the business in the first place. That's why there's Gusto. Gusto is online payroll and benefits software built for small businesses. It's all-in-one, remote-friendly, and incredibly easy to use, so you can pay, hire, onboard, and support your team from anywhere. Automatic payroll tax filing, simple direct deposits, health benefits, commuter benefits, workers' comp, 401k, you name it. Gusto makes it simple and has options for nearly every budget. And it's all built to save you time with built-in automated tools for offer letters, onboarding docs, direct deposit, and more. Plus, you get unlimited payroll runs for one monthly price. No hidden fees, no surprises. Try Gusto today at gusto.com/rich and get 3 months free when you run your first payroll. That's 3 months of free payroll at gusto.com/rich. One more time, gusto.com/rich. Rich Eisen here. Running a small business means every hire matters. A bad hire costs time and money, but the right one helps your business grow. The challenge? Finding that person without sorting through resumes. That's where LinkedIn Hiring Pro comes in. It screens candidates so you can focus on conversations with qualified talent. With Hiring Pro, you can hire with confidence and build the team you need. Join the 2.7 million small businesses using LinkedIn to hire. Get started by posting your job for free at linkedin.com/Eisen. Terms and conditions apply.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
Hire right the first time with LinkedIn Hiring Pro, people. Get started by posting a free job at linkedin.com/Eisen. 844-204-RICH. Please stay on hold. We're going to take your calls. Don't you worry. But we have so much to get to. I just love Kurt Cignetti. You know that. Okay. He had me at hello. And Indiana national champions, undefeated national champions, a quarterback taken first overall. What he has built there is off the charts. And now he is becoming the face of Big Ten football. He is. I mean, normally you'd look to Ohio State or Michigan as the face of the conference. You know, Kyle Whittingham's new. He's already saying that he doesn't, he's going to approach the Ohio State rivalry with less hatred. I'm paraphrasing. That rivalry is a rivalry, but you don't have to hate your rival. Coach.
You don't like that.
I just saw you on Monday. If you told me that, yeah, you do. And I told him, once again, he's got to quit Urban Meyer. That's the Urban effect right now. He's too tight with Urban to sit there. I can't hate him. Yeah, you can. At any rate, I'm dragging him down to my level.
Wow.
It's true. But then he did refer to Ohio State as Ohio in his in a press conference, which was, and he did it like I told John Henry Daly on Monday. Just sneak it in there. So a coach gets it at the end of the day. But I digress. I can't get enough of Kurt Cignetti. Certainly when he finishes his press conference, again, he might not want to be known as the face of the Big Ten, but he is the national champion head coach. He's from the Big Ten, and he is pounding the table for the Big Ten as he's mic dropping. Hit it.
The Big Ten is the best league in football. And a lot of really good football teams. It's hard to win on the road. Very physical football teams, very well coached. It definitely prepares you for the playoffs. There's no doubt about it. The numbers speak for themselves. I mean, we don't run a hype machine up here in the Midwest. We believe everything's earned, not given. And when we fall short, we say we fell short. We don't cry a river, whine, and complain. All right? And that's why we're the best.
Coach Cignetti, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, thank
Coach.
You.
Thanks, Coach. Matt Leinart is next. Who's whining and complaining? I wonder who he's referring to.
I don't know. I hear
falling short and whining and complaining about it.
Complaining from that neck of the woods.
Huh?
There's a lot of whining and complaining in the Big Ten.
Like what? From where?
Notre Dame.
You guys want more teams in the playoffs.
No, that's the commissioner. He's talking about the coaches and the media that keeps chirping about a specific portion. Listen, the East Coast bias in sports, there's a Southeast bias in college football. It just is. It's always been that way. You know, you just don't like it, Chris. I know you don't like it.
I don't know why you like him, to be honest.
Why?
He's a rival of your school. He has punked your school. Like, it's weird that you love him so much.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
You guys in the same conference?
First of all, he hasn't beaten. We play him this year. We didn't play him last year.
Yeah, you're going to be that fond of him after the game?
Maybe.
People are picking you guys.
Excuse me. I love the fact that in this day and age, a school that hadn't done anything like this, that everybody thinks the current setup will be taking them down a peg. He's actually at the top talking about Big Ten football. Nick Saban's gone, sitting next to Pat and Desmond on College Game Day. This is as close as you get right now to that attitude, that old school arched eyebrow. Can't get enough of it, man. Certainly if he's going to slag on the SEC without saying the conference's name, I love it.
That's kind of cowardly.
How is that cowardly?
Call him out. Call him out the school. Call out the players. I mean, clearly you're talking about Feinbaum. Like, call these guys out.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of coward to just, like, make veiled threats to them.
He's not threatening anybody. He's doing it.
All right.
Threatening. You're living in an SEC household. You're an SEC guy. You're a passionate SEC fan.
I am a passionate SEC fan.
That's what you are.
Factual.
He's a passionate SEC fan.
I can't believe the day has come, but yeah.
It's the truth.
I'm a passionate SEC
fan. You root for the ACC and the SEC. That's what you root for.
That's true.
You guys say I'm weird. Conferences. It's wild. Like, I'm the weird one. But
what do you mean? I went to my school that I cheer for.
Yeah, so did I.
That's fine.
I didn't have a football.
He married into it.
Just saying.
I totally get it.
Like, you know, all these other people have all these weird fandom combinations, and you guys act like I'm the weirdest one out there.
Oh, you are, though.
Okay.
I mean, Jason McCourty just asked if you were a military kid, and the actual military kid who's right sitting over there.
I don't want to.
You
know what? I'm not going to be disrespectful and point out that someone in your own household has a very weird and odd fandom. But
oh,
I'm,
yeah,
I'm
my
not,
son.
But I like, Cooper. That's my man, so but, I'm not going to do that.
Because of his parents.
Yeah. So. I mean,
yeah, I got it.
Oh, so I just randomly, my parents or grandparents had nothing to do with it.
Well, I'm not saying that.
Look, let's move on.
You brought it up.
I know.
Who am I and what am I doing here? Okay. I knew that dropped.
What is Eisen?
Not going to go well for me.
Eisen?
What's Eisen?
How about this? What's more likely? Indiana makes the playoffs this year or does not?
Well, they have the sixth best title odds, so yeah, they'll probably make
They're making the playoffs. Indiana wins the Big Ten. What's more likely? Indiana wins the Big Ten again.
No.
Who does?
Ohio State.
Why is that?
They have the best player in the
Okay.
Conference.
Who's that?
Julian Sand.
Well, I mean, you could actually say his receiver's better.
Okay.
Fine.
He's got to throw him the ball.
Understood.
Yeah.
How'd that work out for him last year? Against Indiana.
Okay. Indiana, number one overall pick.
Okay. We'll see what happens. See what happens.
Big Ten or SEC wins the championship?
Big Ten.
I'll take that.
Okay. Who from the SEC is going to do it? Peg it.
Either Texas or Georgia.
Okay.
Ooh.
Very good. This has been great. Great segment.
Go ND.
Notre Dame has better odds than all of them.
That might be the case, too. And I love the fact that the coach is like, leave no doubt. That's the phrase. I love that there for a conversation with CJ Carr. He's like, yeah, we're not really talking about it that much, but the coach's phrase for the year is leave no doubt. I'm like, okay, do we want to connect some dots here, CJ? Because you're a good dot to connector when you're throwing to somebody.
Right, you're throwing dots. So, yeah.
Right? I
mean, yeah.
All right, quick phone call break, then what's more likely, everybody? Manny in El Paso.
Hey!
What's up, Manny?
Where's Manny?
What's
four.
Up? Manny's four. What's up, Manny?
Hello from another Howland in El Paso. Gentlemen, how is everybody?
How are you?
Manny, how you doing?
Well, it's funny how the world works. Last Friday, LeBron made his choice of going to the 76ers. And what happens on Sunday? Michael Jordan's rookie driver wins another Brickyard 400. That's back-to-back victories at one of the crown jewels of NASCAR. So that's another victory for Michael Jordan in that book.
Okay.
Anyways, the reason for my call is I have three questions for Tremendo Jefe TJ.
Sorry, I didn't hear that, Manny. What was that?
Three questions for you.
Okay. Tremendo Jefe, that's your Zucha Lord name, remember?
Okay. Oh, right.
So number one, with LeBron being in Philadelphia, does this rank him higher on your list as being a basketball fan? Does this lower the Clippers down a peg?
Great question.
Number two,
okay. I'll answer,
who's the bigger Bears champ? Ashton Kutcher, our buddy Adam Chedwin, or Seth Rollins? And number three, hope is a dangerous but a very beautiful, beautiful thing. Whom do you have more hope for? The 76ers or the Dallas Cowboys? Ooh. Anyways, that's all I got, guys.
Manny.
Be safe, be kind. Remember to hydrate. Let's watch some sports, everybody. Love you guys.
Yeah, bye, Manny. Thanks, bro.
By the way, you better hydrate before this answer.
Right.
Yeah. So LeBron's going to the Sixers knocks the Clippers down a peg.
The Sixers are always number one.
Got it. Good enough.
Always.
Behind them.
Question two. Biggest Bears fan. Our three guests, Seth Rollins, Adam, our call screener, or Ashton.
I mean, all three of them are huge Bear fans. I only lived with one, so I can only speak of what our house looked like, and it was Bears propaganda everywhere, so I got to go with Kutcher.
And what's Ashton's son's name?
His name is Bear.
Okay, good enough.
Enough said.
That kind of ripped the knob off that question.
Case closed.
And then the last.
Higher hopes this season.
Sixers.
Why not Cowboys? Both? Huh? I feel good.
You're not allowed to. It's called a what's more likely.
You have higher hopes.
Friday, I'm going to have to choose.
I guess I got to go
damn act together.
I guess, I mean, you know how I feel about the Cowboys. But it's LeBron James, man. And so I got to feel, I feel like maybe.
And the professional football team LeBron roots for is?
The Dallas Cowboys.
Okay, look at that.
Well, I can't tell what day is it.
Be careful. That is going to earn you a 23rd crying.
Yeah, right. You know, I think he likes it now. Okay, you know?
Again, facts.
What fact? What fact did you
say? He's out here rooting for the Browns. And then he's like, what do you mean? Pick a team.
You can pick both. Who are you talking to over there?
But I only have one NFL team.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. We take a break. It's a What's More Likely Friday. That is next. Seth Rollins, my top five sleeper team candidates. Still to come on this Friday. While the world watches the stars at the FIFA World Cup this summer, Hyundai has its eyes on the next generation of talent. Future stars who are already turning heads at age 14. Because Next doesn't wait for an invitation, and neither do we. Hyundai has always moved the future within reach. We did it when we made advanced safety standard on every vehicle and engineered EVs with ultra-fast charging capability. Because the future isn't some far-off concept. It's already here. Next starts now. Hyundai, an official partner of FIFA. Right now, O'Reilly Auto Parts gets you back to savings. Pick up select Royal Purple Fuel System additives, buy one, get one free. Plus, receive 4x O rewards points. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Running a small business means every hire matters. A bad hire costs time and money, but the right one helps your business grow. Just look at all the hires in this room, right?
Hey,
yeah.
The challenge is finding that person without sorting through resumes. That's where LinkedIn Hiring Pro comes in. It screens candidates so you can focus on conversations with qualified talent. With Hiring Pro, you can hire with confidence and build the team you need. Join the 2.7 million small businesses using LinkedIn to hire. Get started by posting your job for free at linkedin.com/Eisen. Terms and conditions apply. Okay, it's a Friday, which means it's time for What's More Likely, presented by Pella Windows and Doors.
What?
What's More Likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right, Chris Brockman, What's More Likely, presented by Pella Windows and Doors. You have the floor.
Let's do it. It's Friday. Football is back. These are all football related. Let's get to it. More Likely, 49er pass catcher to top 1,000 yards this year. George Kittle or Debo?
Wow. I'll go Kittle. When was the last time Debo had 1,000 yards in season?
A couple years ago, yeah. I think 2020.
I'll go Kittle.
Three?
I'll go George. I can't wait to see George out there, man.
You going to play week one if you're him?
Yes. Guess who's playing week one? I'll go right now. Kittle, Mahomes, Daniel Jones.
They should all
stay. All of them.
They should all not play.
All of them. Micah's not,
October.
Though.
October.
Micah.
No, Micah's out 6 weeks at least.
Micah. Yeah. So.
Okay.
I'll go Kittle. What else, Chris?
Chris Olave got paid yesterday.
He sure did.
King.
Big money down there. A couple of wide receivers from the NFC South. NFC South receiver who got pizzed. You'd rather have in fantasy this year. Chris Olave or Drake London? Both those guys got big deals.
Yeah, and both those guys, some of their best ability is not their availability either, right?
They get hurt. They get hurt from time to time.
Oh, my gosh. Well, the thing is, we know who Olave's quarterback's going to be.
Bingo.
We don't know who the quarterback's going to be in Atlanta, do we?
We do not.
Right now, we're seeing Matt Ryan's throwing in camp there, right?
Yeah, Matt Ryan was throwing some balls yesterday.
On Thursday, yeah.
Yeah, some guy named Jack Strand was taking first-team reps.
Jack Strand.
No idea. Sounds like a CBS
that
drama.
That does sound like
a cop show.
Coming up Friday, drama. Yeah. Jack Strand.
Strand.
Where does Jack Strand ply his craft?
Well,
where? Where? Oh, like Southern California?
Yeah, the beach.
Florida?
The Strand. It's
is
on the
Jack
beach.
Jack Strand in Florida?
He lives on the Strand. Down south.
Yeah. He lives, he lives in Hermosa.
Seems like a warm weather show, don't you think?
Sure. Yeah, I'm with that. Okay. San Diego, maybe?
Oh, good one.
Strand in San Diego?
Nah, Jack Strand lives in Hermosa. I've had beers with him before.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
No kidding. You just go by in Del Tufo's house and they can feed squirrels from their hands.
Well, Mike was further south.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll go Olave.
Olave, taking him. They're both on the board. You're up. Second round. Who are you taking?
God. I'll go Drake London because I can't take an Ohio State guy. I play fantasy to enjoy.
You know that crazy Ohio State picture where it's like Marv, JSN, Olave, and there's one more.
Well, it's McLaurin, right?
No. They're all on the same team.
Oh, I see.
And Marvin Harrison's the worst guy of the whole group.
As a professional. As a professional.
Just saying.
But I'll tell you what, though. I will fully admit it. Ryan Day able to go into a living room of a high school receiving prospect and go, not only can you get drafted well here, you will get paid very well thanks to the underpinnings. What else you got over there?
TJ, this one's for you, man. We've been talking about him. We've had the show with him. First Take's doing the whole week about the Cowboys.
Oh, boy.
Is it more likely the Cowboys finish top three in total offense or top 10 in total defense?
Oh, three in offense. Let's go.
I would go top three in offense, too. I just gave you that stat beforehand that no team has ever gone DFL from points allowed one season to the winning the Super Bowl the next. So them just getting top 10 in total defense is going to be a massive upgrade to begin with.
But if we get top 12, 13 in defense and keep that offense, this whole season's different.
I would absolutely agree with you. That's what my four downs to lead this show is all about. So I'll go top three total offense.
That was easy, Chris.
Come Chris, what else?
Well, I changed it. It was number one offense. I did.
Well, then
three,
I'll do that too then. Number one.
More likely a 30-plus-year-old running back to have a better season this year, Derrick Henry or Christian McCaffrey?
Come on, man. And why would you make
we're me back. This? It's football season.
Why would
man.
You make me do this, though?
Because.
End of July, we ain't got nothing else to
what's
do.
Yeah. What's the definition of better?
You know it.
I don't know it. No. I don't know it.
It's like, you know,
total yards and touchdowns.
McCaffrey's going to absolutely beat Derrick Henry in yards from scrimmage.
Yeah. So Derrick Henry had 1,600 yards last year. McCaffrey had 1,200. We know McCaffrey's going to catch more passes.
Correct.
But you're just going to look. You're going to look at it and know who has the better year. You'll know.
Who had the better year last year in your estimation?
By Derrick Henry.
Really?
Second in the league in rushing?
McCaffrey could have won the MVP at some point. If he had a big, massive Saturday night, week 18 game against Seattle instead of what happened, he would have been in position to take down more than comeback player of the year from NFL honors.
Derrick Henry had 16 touchdowns. I don't know.
Man. I know. All right.
I mean, they're pretty even.
How dare you make me choose?
Life's about choices.
I'm going to go.
McCaffrey had 900 yards receiving. Maybe McCaffrey did have a better year.
I'm going to go with McCaffrey.
Okay. You take him in fantasy too. You're on the clock.
Oh, I just got last night.
End of the first round.
In my poker league. I got second overall.
Oh, whoa. Nice. So Bijan or Jameer? Congratulations.
Well, I believe I'm going to basically get Jameer. I don't believe, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, McCaffrey 924 rushes. Yeah, McCaffrey yards and seven touchdowns.
You're right, McCaffrey
kind of sways.
I'll do that again.
More likely, a quarterback desiring a contract extension to have more yards and touchdowns this season, C.J. Stroud or Baker Mayfield?
I'll go Baker. Yeah. Come on now, you know what I'm going to answer on that front.
Whose contract has more AAV? On it when they get it.
Stroud.
Really?
Yeah. Stroud will get more than 40 million if they.
Baker was offered 50, so I'm assuming he wants something in the 50 range.
How do we know what he was offered?
He said it.
Okay.
He said he got a 2-year, 50 million per offer, and he was disappointed in the years.
Got it. But I think Stroud will wind up week one with more of an annual value of 40 million. What else, Chris?
Stroud getting a contract before week one?
I think so.
Oh, I wouldn't.
Wow.
More likely, a dismissed 2026 team to be a bigger sleeper. These two teams have the worst playoff odds. Cardinals or Dolphins?
Oh, I'll go Cardinals. They've got bigger. Outside of Achan, the Dolphins, I need to see their weapons. We already know what Brissett to Wilson looks like. Yeah, we know what Brissett to McBride looks like. Yeah. You know, Jeremiah Love's third overall coming in here.
Yeah, they got a lot of running backs in that room.
I'll go Cardinals.
Okay. A couple more. Who's more likely to be the bigger Super Bowl or bus team from the AFC, Broncos or Bills?
What does that mean, the bigger Super Bowl or bust? What does that mean?
Super Bowl or bust.
What does that
mean? Like, if they don't make the Super Bowl, it's an absolute wasted season. Broncos or Bills?
Bills. That's the way it always is for them right now. Allen's older than Nick's.
The Broncos probably would have made it.
I'm sorry. You don't like my answer.
It's not that I don't
apologize,
like it.
You don't like my answer.
I'm giving you pushback.
It's weird how that feels, isn't it?
I'm sorry you don't like my answer. I didn't stutter.
Well, one team won the division last year.
I got it. Patriot fans, man. Patriot fans. What else, Chris?
I mean, he has a point.
Facts.
Patriots fans. What else?
Last one. More likely, friend of the show. TJ, chime in here. Okay. More likely, friend of the show to win a belt at SummerSlam. Oh. Cody Rhodes or Seth freaking Rollins?
Well, I mean, Seth Rollins coming up hour three, so.
Yeah.
Might be listening.
I'm going to say Seth Rollins is more likely to win the belt.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Chris, you want to chime in on this?
Cody versus CM Punk on Saturday, Seth and Roman on Sunday.
Really
got to go with my guy.
This is tough. I like all four of them. I know you'll want me on the fence, but where I sit.
Two really good matches,
yeah,
right?
Well, awesome matches.
I'm going to just give you a heads up. I think I'm going to put you on the fence next down. That's What's More Likely, presented by Pella Windows and Doors. When it comes to your home, Pella Windows and Doors always have the winning game plan. That's why your neighbors trust them. Visit Pella.com/Eisen. My top five sleeper teams. I do believe Liam Cohen fired a shot at the media, but also in the direction of Chicago, Illinois, and Chicagoland. And it was received by Ben Johnson as well.
Yeah. Okay. L-I-M.
And your phone calls at 844-204-RICH for hour number three on this Friday coming up.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.